Police: Sex offender on parole arrested after hiding in women's restroom stall. By Amy Furr on April 9, 2022. A registered sex offender and parolee was arrested in Tennessee for allegedly hiding in a women's restroom and is facing a felony charge, WKRN reported Saturday. The incident happened last month at the Hermitage Whataburger when a woman took her toddler to the restroom and spotted a phone being held against the gap between the stalls, Nashville law enforcement said. The mother yelled at the individual, later identified as James B. Josie, 31, causing him to run from the bathroom and restaurant. The outlet continued, adding he was recognized as a former staff member. In a social media post on Friday, the Metro Nashville Police Department shared a photo of Josie, who had a distinctive tattoo on the front of his neck depicting a large skull with wings. He's charged with invasion of privacy/peeping Tom a felony, the department's post read. In 2017, Knoxville police were called to a Target regarding complaints about a peeping Tom and identified Josie, who was on probation, WVLT reported. The female victim told police she was in a stall in the women's restroom when she noticed Josie allegedly looking at her from over the top of the divider in the next stall. The victim said Josie had a cell phone in his hand, the article read. Moments later, Josie fled, but the victim followed him with assistance from her husband and staff members, holding him until police arrived. "I want to say to him that if you were to do that to my wife and daughter, and I got my hands around your neck, it's going to be a bad day for you," shopper Jamie Bowerman said at the time. The outlet noted Josie had been accused of multiple similar instances in prior years. In 2015, he was accused of taking photos of an elderly woman in a Kroger restroom. In 2013, Josie was arrested for snapping pictures of a woman inside a pizza in restroom, the report stated. Per the recent incident, the suspect reportedly admitted filming people in women's restrooms for sexual gratification and was held on a $2,500 bond. Meanwhile, officials said the state of Tennessee was expected to file a parole violation warrant regarding the case.